Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. This is the podcast based on the fundamentals of success for the 21st century. My name is Jordan Lane Miller and I'm excited to be here with you, sharing my experiences, insights, successes and struggles with these fundamentals. And let me give them to you before we go any further. Number one is EQ or emotional intelligence. Number two is communication. Number three, self-management. Number four, health. Number five, finances. Number six, leadership. Number seven, entrepreneurship. And number eight, goal setting. So with mastery of these, one or more or all of these fundamentals, I believe that anybody who masters them can live a life by their design, live a life by their definition of success, regardless of who you are, what you do, where you live, all those external outside factors. And so on this episode, I'm going to be sharing some of my insights on entrepreneurship or the entrepreneurial mindset, as well as EQ, and I think how they can go hand in hand. Now, I think that entrepreneurship is a one of the eight success fundamentals for the 21st century. Because of the world that we live in, that doesn't mean that everybody needs to be an entrepreneur. And that's commonly misunderstood or misspoken. And the reason I say that is because an entrepreneur's best friend should be an employee. Vice versa, an employee's best friend should be an entrepreneur, because having one without the other doesn't work. So obviously somebody needs to take the helm, needs to take the lead role, and that would be the entrepreneur. However, I think that the entrepreneurial mindset is the thing that everybody should have. And so regardless of whether you're the employee or the entrepreneur, the business owner, or you know the one working for somebody else, we've got to have this, we've got to start taking on this stronger sense of the stronger mindset of how can we solve a problem? Can we identify a problem, or can we identify a perceived problem? And then how can we come up with a solution for that problem? And it doesn't mean you know that you don't have to be in a certain role to do that. Employees, someone that takes on the role of an employee certainly can, and I think should, take on that mindset, and everybody's capable of it. Now, the EQ side that this that factors into this came. Well, the reason I thought about this recently is I had a discussion with my wife. We were driving home, and she is 100% an employee. Never wants to own her own business. Loves what she does, and you know, is happy with that, and she excels at it, is doing a great job. But she had the emotional intelligence, she had the self-awareness to know that she wasn't, that for herself, she's not cut from that cloth, so to speak, to have the business and those additional headaches and all those things that come along with the ownership side of it. But very much what she does in her job is problem solve, come up with solutions, and is a solution-oriented person. And so that's the mindset that everybody needs to have. But the discussion we're having is that early on in our relationship, I was young enough, I was naive enough to think that everybody wanted to be a business owner. Everybody wanted to be an entrepreneur. How could anybody really want to be an employee, right? I just thought that that's kind of, people were just put into employee roles because it was ingrained in school, right? In our childhood growing up, it would just said, but, you know, that was what you were supposed to do. And, you know, I think there is some of that where school, the traditional school system really focuses on the good, getting good grades, getting a good job, and doing that traditional path. But at the same time, I think that there are some people that no matter what environment they would have been put in or grown up in, they still are destined to be an employee and a great one at that. But I was young enough and early on in our relationship that I was trying to get her to become an entrepreneur. I had all these ideas on things that businesses that she could start and we could do together. And I had this big vision of us doing all these things. And we ended up, you know, clashing and butting heads and being at odds quite often. Because on the flip side, she was, you know, more on the under the impression that I would eventually get a job working for somebody else rather than just continuing to do my own things. And so without the communication with, you know, and just assuming that, you know, everybody should or would be doing what we were doing, individually what we were doing, that the other would just follow suit. But it wasn't until we started having a lot of discussions about self-awareness, about emotional intelligence, and identifying who we really were, that we came to this realization that she is 100% destined to be an employee. I'm 100% destined to be an entrepreneur. The world doesn't make sense to me in my own life if I were an employee. Or I should say, it has not yet made sense to me. I can never say never on anything. But from day one, even from as early as I can remember, 5, 6, 7 years old, I always envisioned, I always knew that I would be working for myself. On the flip side, she always knew that she wouldn't handle the, certain things that come as the business owner, as the entrepreneur. She wouldn't handle those well enough to make that a success. So once we came to this realization, everything smoothed out because I could allow her to be her. She could allow me to be me. We could work out and figure out how those were going to coincide and coexist. And that doesn't mean that everything is just rosy all the time. But we have this underlying understanding of ourselves and of each other. And I think that's, it's made our relationship much better. But I think that's something that we're missing out on in society in general. We don't have that self-awareness. We don't have that relationship awareness. We don't have that social awareness, right, that comes along with mastering emotional intelligence to understand how we can coincide, coexist with somebody else, whether it's a family member, a friend, it's a coworker, an employee, a boss, right? A business owner. We haven't mastered that. We haven't focused enough on those points of emotional intelligence to get to a point where we can really work and live in harmony with those that are around us. And so the reason I bring that part of it up is because in the entrepreneurial world, there's a big movement going on. It has been for, you know, several years now, that the 9-to-5 is dreaded, it's hated. Why would anybody do that? The smart people don't, the smart people in life don't work for 40 years so they can retire on 40% of what they couldn't live off to start, you know, and all those things that really paint a bad picture about being an employee or working for somebody else. And I think that's doing a disservice to many, many people, because while I think that everybody needs that entrepreneurial mindset, not everybody needs to be the entrepreneur. And so too many people are hearing this touted all over social media from friends and family trying to get them to join their businesses, and they're jumping in blind. They're jumping in based on a whim, or they're jumping in because they were persuaded or pushed or influenced or something from that employee or from that entrepreneur or friend. And then they didn't have the self-awareness to understand that that was not going to be a good thing. Now, I'm not saying people shouldn't test the waters if they want to, but they've got to have that self-awareness piece first for it not to turn out to be a disaster. And that's the part that we're missing as entrepreneurs when we go share our businesses. with somebody else. Not everybody is aligned in our thinking. I mean, matter of fact, even two entrepreneurs might not be aligned in their thinking. So if we want to have that successful business, we need to figure out how to onboard or share our ideas, our opportunity, our business with those that might not be aligned, might not be ready for it, and see how it might work for them, or suggest things that they can do on their own and how they might get their little taste of entrepreneurship so that they can build up that entrepreneurial mindset muscle. And so I hope that we start off 2019, when everybody talks about the big goals and the grand visions of life and how everything's going to change, and a lot of times that falls into starting businesses, right? Because people think they're going to turn a new leaf and whatnot. I hope that first, before we start that, we start on a goal of self-awareness and emotional intelligence. That's why that's the number one fundamental for success. Because without that, no matter what you do, you won't have success. So if you're an entrepreneur, I hope that you hear this and it resonates with you to see your friends who are employees a little differently, see them in a different light, maybe share differently what your thoughts are. I hope that if you're an employee and you hear this, that you can understand that the word entrepreneurship or being an entrepreneur is not a scary thing. It doesn't mean assuming all this risk with only potential reward, because that's certainly not it at all. So I hope that the two sides, the two just opposite sides of the same pendulum, right, of the same thing, can start to understand each other more. That we don't push each other to be one versus the other. That we can see how we can actually be both to some extent. So I hope that this helped you. I hope you gained some insight and value, because we all know people that fall on both sides. And I'd speak from my own experience of trying to persuade those that don't fall on my side to come over to mine. And, you know, it's been ugly at times. It's been not fun. I haven't always acted the best way. So I hope that if you have found yourself in one of those situations, that you can see it from a different light now, that you can act a little differently the next time a situation like that arises. If you are an entrepreneur, thank an employee today. Find an employee and thank them for what they do, because without them, you would not have your business. If you are an employee, thank an entrepreneur that had the foresight, the willingness to take a leap, to pursue a vision, to pursue a dream, so that you could, they could find you, and that you could work together. And so again, I hope this that you gain value from this. If you have, I would love for you to subscribe and share it with an entrepreneur friend of yours or an employee friend of yours, that we might further this journey together, because it is so much more fun the more people that you have moving in a common direction with a common purpose. And I would love to connect on social media: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, LinkedIn, at Jordan Lane Miller, JordanLaneMiller, or at J Lane Miller. My website is JordanLaneMiller.com. You can email me, Jordan@JordanLaneMiller.com. You see the common trend. It's all, if you just search my name, you can find pretty much everything you need to about me and what I'm doing with these fundamentals and with my businesses. And, drop a comment. Let me know what side you fall on, if you're an employer, an entrepreneur, and what your thoughts are. And so that we can keep doing this together. And if you are interested in getting a quick hit of the fundamentals and what they, and getting a starting point on those, you can hop on over to my website and pick up your free copy of my book. It's called Life's Tuition. It's a free book to you. Just pay a little bit of shipping and handling. to get it delivered directly to your door, and that will happen within 1 week of when you submit your order. And hopefully we can continue on together. Thanks so much, and make it a great day.